Should you be able to? Should you be able to sell your car on the side of the road? Hello, Sam.
G'day.
Hey.
I'm just calling from Lower Hutton. It actually just tripped me out that you told me it's illegal because we're covered in cars on the street.
Okay, so the law isn't working then?
No, well, I don't even... I see cops drive past all the time. I don't really think it's an issue, well, in the hut. I mean, if people are going to do U-turns and things like that, it comes down to themselves just being idiots and not courteous of other drivers. But there's a kind of like a few places in the hut that are just like well known, like a few main places, and everyone just goes and parks there. I mean, I've sold two cars on High Street in the hut in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like it's an issue? Is this something that councils around the country should be worrying about?
You talk about Christchurch, and with all the news and stuff with their parking around the hospital and with all the road works and stuff going on in there, I can completely understand, especially car yards. They shouldn't be able to. I mean, they've got a business, they've got a yard, there's a reason. But, I mean, for personal use, I don't see... If it's a free parking street, you're allowed to park there, why can't you have a sign in your car selling for personal use? I mean, it's pretty hard these days. You're only doing it to get by anyway. I don't really see the issue with it. It's a bit pedantic to me.
Yeah, I mean, surely they've got other things to deal with. But, exactly. As I said, maybe if you live near one of these places where people park their cars, it's annoying.
Yeah, well, I live just down the road from the main place on High Street, and there's always 6 or 7 cars along there. But, I mean, it's been like that my whole life, 20 years pretty much.
So
yeah. Yeah, I've never seen an issue with it. And on that main road, if people are going to try and do a U, I'm sure they'll get pulled up for it, or the traffic will be up their ass anyway.
Well, I kind of like seeing how much cars are going for as well, which is weird because I'm not a car person
exactly.
At all, but I'm like, oh, 2.5 for that. Well, that's interesting.
Exactly. And then you can kind of find out a lot more about cars through real people rather than dealerships, because a lot of the times dealerships will kind of just paint a pretty picture when it's not really a full deal anyway.
And also, as opposed to, you know, buying online or seeing a car online, you know, you can get out and have a look for yourself straight away. You don't have to go through the contact the person. Can we meet at this time? No, we can't. All right, we'll try Sunday. That sort of rubbish.
Exactly. The two that I bought was within an hour. I called the number. The guy came down. I looked at it, went for a little drive, and we're away. No problems.
You didn't get it checked by the AA?
Nope, nothing like that. They just did the ownership papers. They were happy, and away I went.
Very trusting. Well, do you know about cars?
I didn't know a lot when I first started driving at 16. Now at 23, I've had about 9.
Nine cars?
Yeah, so I was a bit dumb with my first few cars, a bit young, but I've learned a lot now about engines, about filling up the oil and the water.
I think most of us, well, I certainly went through that. Have you checked the oil lately? Oh, no.
Yeah.
When was the last time you checked the oil? I haven't.
Well, yeah, exactly that. Well, I've just got my latest car from a dealership, and it all comes in tail with they'll check my stuff in 6 months or 3 months or whatever. So this is the first car I actually have spent a bit of money on, so I don't have to worry.
Well, you say that, but I feel like sometimes the cheaper ones are the best ones. It's the ones that you spend money on.
Oh, yeah, you were saying about your old hatchback. I see them all over the place, those Corollas.
Oh, yeah, and at like 150,000 Ks, we put a new engine in it. And so it was only up to 180. Like, it honestly would have just gone to probably about 400. Like, I would still be driving it now. It was such a cool car.
Yeah, that's my regret. My second car was a van, it was a Lidos. It was an old school one. It had done 300,000, but my mechanic said, never sell it, it'll go all day. I sold it to one of my mates, and he's still got it now, 5 years later.
Yeah. I was so gutted when that guy crashed into me that day. So gutted. Sam, absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day. Michael, we'll squeeze you in. Your thoughts?
Yes, the problem is, you see, the council's made up of the Green Party, and they all wear Roman sandals and ride pushbikes, and they don't like cars down here. But funny enough, some of them drive to the council in a car. But the other problem is here, the council's short of money, and they only just every year they ban the rates up an extra couple of $100, and they just keep increasing it. And this is the problem we got down here, because we've got to make sure that the council got enough money for their morning and afternoon teas and their trips overseas. And there's still too many of them. I think there's something like 100 of them there on $100,000 a year. I thought it's bloody ridiculous.
You'd think with all the money they're making, they could afford a decent pair of shoes.
Well, you would think so, but there are all those greenies in there, and they're all a bit wacky. And they don't want to have anything to do with society. Yet, just have a look at what's happened in the last 2 weeks with their co-leader. And she's a bit sort of skew-whiff. And their other co-leader don't even say a word. So how bizarre is that?